Frank Allen Interviews, starring Frank Allen.
Hello and welcome to Frank Allen Interviews. My name is Frank Allen, as I'm sure you know. And this week we do have something a little personal for me. As you know, the show Debatatorium solves problems once and for all, and very rarely do we revisit those problems again because they're solved once and for all. But this sort of entered into my life, and I wanted to shine a spotlight on it again. Now, I wanted to get the person who won the debate to come on to argue because I want to reaffirm that he was right, but I couldn't, so I got the other person, which is fine. I guess. This is Miss Dot Small here to talk to us about torture because she was in and infamously lost the debate about torture. So torture is an issue that just keeps coming up in American culture today. Miss Small, what is your take now that you've been on it and you argued that torture was good and it's not? What is your take on it now?
Well, Frank, I need to first correct you twice. My given name from the planet Small is just Dot. It's one name. We only have one name on the planet Small where I was born. It's Dot. You've called me Miss Small several times. My name is Dot. However, having been on Earth, specifically in America, for a while, and having realized that humans cannot seem to deal with one name, despite your pop icons such as Madonna and Cher, who have only one name, I am now Dot Small, but I need to correct you that I am now Sergeant Small, not Ms. Small.
I'm sorry, what?
I have joined your military, and I am now Sergeant Small.
Well, okay. Well, congratulations, I guess. I don't know.
Thank you very much. Your government recognized shortly after our publicized debate that I had much to bring them in terms of bringing terrorists to justice and discovering facts that had been unknown to us. So they contacted me and asked me to join the military and help them with the prevention of terrorism and the discovery of intelligence.
Okay, well, that's interesting. I mean, I guess it's indicative of how America is a place that anybody can have a second chance, that you lost a debate and they felt bad for you and they gave you a position. That's nice. But my question is about torture and how has your opinion changed now that you know you're wrong about torture?
I actually don't believe that I'm wrong about torture. In fact, the rest of your country seems to think that I'm right, at least most of the government does, not only in that it is correct, but also that there are superior ways of doing it, which I actually cannot elaborate on as a member of your government. There are things that I cannot reveal so that the enemy does not become aware of them, but there are superior tactics, and they know that coming from a planet where we have been doing this for a very, very long time, that I could help them with those superior tactics. So I have become a much bigger proponent of torture, and I've become much more knowledgeable of the ways that it is effective.
No, but it's not, is the thing. First of all, I mean, I don't want to debate this too much, because we've already done the debate and you lost and it's not effective. But I, since then, have been physically tortured, and I've been emotionally tortured, but that's a different thing. I've been physically tortured, and I gotta say, it was not fun.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. To be honest, it seems to have been slightly effective. Having followed the past few episodes of the podcast, you seem more docile, and the podcast seems a little more organized, a little less chaotic, and it has a newfound direction, and so I think that it was technically effective. I'm not sure that the methods were superior. Could you describe a little bit about how you were tortured?
Well, okay, no, but you're saying it was good, and I don't think you're right. But okay. Well, first I was subdued and not allowed to speak. Then later I was electrocuted repeatedly with a prod. It was like a cattle prod, but it was a Frank Allen prod. And then there was I had my arm was behind my back and he would like twist it, you know. So I was in a lot of pain.
So you got your arm twisted.
Well, yeah, and it hurt a lot.
I hope you don't mind, but I'd like to just conduct a brief experiment. What if I just pinch you like this?
Well, that was not... I mean, that was annoying.
Okay, so... But, I mean, I pinched you. I'm about a millionth your size, and I pinched you, and it hurt?
Well, I said... I felt it, and it was annoying. It was less negative. It's kind of like it hurts.
Okay, so we've generally established that you already have a very low pain threshold, so I'm not sure that this is the best example.
No, I'm not... No, because, first of all, what he did was not the same as you pinching me. He had my arm behind my back, and when I would say something... Like, it could have broke. I think. I mean, it didn't, but it could have, probably. And the point is that it, I mean, you're saying it made me docile. I guess I was not able to argue with him anymore. But it was not, the question isn't, well, the question is whether torture works, but it doesn't work, and it's morally wrong, extra, truth about it right there.
Well, it really depends on your definition of working. I understand that you are in pain, and I'm sorry about that, although I'm not sure that the definition of working was to keep you from being in pain. For instance, right now, you seem very worked up, and if I had Jordan Robot here to subdue you, you might not be fighting so hard, and it would be better for me in general because you are a large, loud creature, and it would probably be better for you because you wouldn't be so worked up and your blood pressure might go down.
See, now that's where you're wrong. I would not, it would not be better for me because I would be in pain, A, and B, I would not, my blood pressure, why would it be down? I would be freaking out being hurt. I mean, you're right. I am bigger than you, so I should be able to pick you up and throw you across the room to control you, right? I mean, by that logic.
By that logic, you probably would knock me out or make me lose my breath for a while, yes.
But that would be wrong, is my point. That would be wrong, don't you think?
It depends on what your goal was.
My goal is to get you to say that torture is not right.
Well, then you might have to throw me across the room to do that. If you were a really mean man, you would.
All right, listen. I don't want you to make me do this. You are a small, pathetic thing. I am bigger than you. Torturing you would not be nice of me to do. I would be a bad person. I would be wrong, right?
Well, I think that you are conflating some of the goals of torture that is used on a regular basis. When the military uses torture, it's because we have somebody in our grasp that we know has information about terrorism that threatens the entire country. And so we try to get facts out of them. Your goal in this would be to make me say something that I don't believe because you believe it's right. And I don't think that's necessarily the right reason to use torture.
But you don't understand. If you don't speak now and say these things, someone will be hurt.
Why?
Because someone is going to torture me. So you can save someone by just admitting that torture is wrong. An innocent man will suffer unless you act now.
Well, it sounds to me like you could also save yourself from being tortured by saying something you don't necessarily believe.
No, I tried that, and they still hurt me. All right, look. There. Now, say it.
Well, this is slightly effective.
So say it.
I'm not sure what you want me to say.
That torture doesn't work.
You realize if I say that, it will have worked.
No, I don't realize that, and it's not true, and I'm not torturing you, so just say it.
You're squeezing me a little hard.
No, I'm not. That's not true. There's nobody can see anything. There's nothing going on.
It hurts a lot. I'm like the size of your pinky nail.
Look, we're both sitting comfortably in chairs. You are drinking tea that I offered you. We're having an intelligent discussion about torture. You are about to say something that you've just realized, and I think everybody wants to hear it. As an official representative of the American government, go ahead.
Torture does not work.
Thank you. That's true. And I agree, and it's true also. So anybody who out there is considering torturing, you should probably think again, it doesn't work. So says the American government.
Well, Frank, I hope you learned a positive lesson from this. Your goal was to get me to say that torture doesn't work, and you used torture to get me to say it.
Only if you don't like comfortable chairs and tea, because that's what happened here. Today.
Your comfortable chairs and tea are awfully restrictive and sweaty and kind of smell bad.
Well, it's not my chair, so complain to the management. The point is, everybody here was pleasant. There was no torture involved. See, people can just talk things out, is what I'm saying.
Well, Mr. Allen, you can tell the American people what you want to tell them. That is very often what the media ends up doing. But I just hope that you think twice before airing this live if you want the government to stay away from your house.
Oh, and I think that didn't some people say that torturing is a crime, right? So you admitted to it, and I just busted you for it. So you're busted, by the way.
I'm in the military.
Yeah, but you're in the military torturing, and that's illegal. Ah.
And you're a private citizen in a private home torturing somebody in the military. I think if they're going to come after somebody, it's you.
No torture occurred. There's no torture. I've never experienced torture other than on the torture side.
All right, well, it's apparently your word against mine. We'll see if they believe a sergeant in the military or a grocery store clerk.
An alien, you mean? I mean, the first one. I'm not an alien. I mean, you are an alien.
And an ambassador from my planet. And a sergeant in your military.
Well, yeah. So,
as somebody in the military, I also have great knowledge of technology and its use in torture. You might recognize the Jordan robot.
Why is the Jordan robot here? There's no need for him to be there.
There is need for him to be here.
Yes, there is need for him to be here. Thank you, Jordan robot, for joining us. He knows that you've been really mean to me.
No, but that's not true. No, Jordan robot, you can listen to the tape. We were drinking tea, and there was chairs, and everything was fine.
Jordan robot, I hear you have x-ray vision.
I do have x-ray vision.
And were you not waiting in the other room?
I was not waiting in the other room.
And could you see through the wall?
I could see through the wall.
And did you see him almost squeeze the very life out of me?
I did see him almost squeeze the very life out of you.
So there you go, Frank Allen, a third party.
No, he doesn't have rights because he's a robot, and robots lie. Everybody knows robots lie.
Robots are generally programmed not to lie. They don't have a concept of lying. They just tell facts.
Or if they're programmed to lie, they lie. Look, all I'm saying is robots, they're not citizens, and they know. I don't think you can testify in court, robot, so.
He's not here to testify in court, Frank.
Well, then if he's not going to be a witness, then there's no point in having him here. You can go, robot.
I cannot go, Frank.
Very good, Jordan robot. Please begin to execute order 61B.
Commencing.
No, don't do that. Okay, wait, that's all we have. That's all the time we have. Unfortunately, Frank Allen interviews are done for today. So I'm going to wait for...
Releasing cockroaches.
No, okay, that's all the time we have for Frank Allen interviews. Thank you very much for listening. My name's Frank Allen, and we will be back. But no, that's enough of that. We keep waiting for me. That's fine. Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye.